Abe O'Brien in our home opener, a little inside, ball one, and we're underway for a Saturday doubleheader, Evergreens against Eau Claire North. We'll set the Everest defensive alignment in just a moment. McGuire works a little bit deliberately. He's got good velocity on that fastball, took something off, and is on the inside corner for a strike, one ball and one strike. You consider how lousy the weather was, what, earlier in the week. One of the things about April is the weather can change quickly. Took something off and is just off the plate. Roman McGuire is going to have some success this afternoon if he can spot that pitch just a little bit on the outside corner. This is a lefty versus lefty matchup. Gabe O'Brien hits from the left side. Pitch here is chopped off the plate. Foul up the first base line. It's two balls and two strikes. The new scoreboard at Simon Field, which really isn't new anymore, we've had it for three seasons, is a box of tricks. It just continues to be that way from one season to the next. Two balls and two strikes is the count here. Gabe O'Brien batting against the Evergreens' Roman McGuire. McGuire with the big leg kick off speed, just high, a little bit above the letters, and the count fills up. And one of the things that you're looking for from a younger pitcher, be efficient. You only get 100 pitches. You're on a pitch count in high school. You want to go after the ones you can go after. And that pitch is down low. Roman McGuire has walked Gabe O'Brien. The Evergreens defensive alignment in the outfield. Ty Treader is in left. Cade Sievertson is in center. And Nolan Hoppe starts in right field. The outfield, though, is soft, kind of squishy today. The Everest infield, Jackson Miles at third, Owen Latondras is the shortstop, Brady Pazar is at second, and Hunter Gipp is at first base. Brandon Jelic, who has caught every game for the Evergreens, is the battery looking to bunt the runner over, foul back to the screen. Brandon Jelic receiving from sophomore lefty Roman McGuire. Carter Hesselman hit second, and Hesselman fouls that back. So Eau Claire North content to try and move that runner over after a leadoff walk. It's not a bad strategy when you have a young pitcher who's just not a known quantity at the varsity level. Was looking to bunt that one. The fastball is up high, 1-1. And what Roman McGuire has to realize, too, if they're going to give you an out early in the game, I mean, this batter is up here to try and sacrifice. You can't walk him. Got to throw him a pitch where you can get that bunt down. Got to take what's being offered to you here. 1-1 pitch, looking to bunt again, bunted right in front of the plate. Catcher Jelic throws to first, sacrifice successful, but there's the first out. I think, to be honest with you, both teams got exactly what they wanted about that. Evergreens are happy to get the early out for their young pitcher, and Eau Claire North apparently is happy to have a runner in scoring position here as we play the top of the first inning. I mean, it's obviously the earliest stage of the game to play small, but Eau Claire Memorial is going to try and play from in front here. Sam Stang is the opposing pitcher, and he takes strike one on the outside corner. I mean, you get the thinking here from Eau Claire North. Batters 3 and 4. Both should be heavy hitters here, and a hit to the outfield probably gets you the early lead. 0-1 pitch, off speed, stays up high, one ball and one strike. Again, these are uncommon opponents, so these teams probably don't know all that much about each other. Eau Claire North had really good pitching a year ago and played a lot of low-scoring games that came out on their side of the ledger. 1-1 pitch is a little inside, 2-1. So Roman McGuire is having what you would expect for an underclassman varsity debut, kind of feeling his way through this first inning. Again, at any level of baseball, gotta throw strikes. 2-1 pitch here, that's hit up the first base line and foul. The count evens at two balls and two strikes. I mean, one of the things that you just see early in the season for the Evergreens, Everest has a lot of young pitching. A lot of these guys who are freshmen and sophomores have already shown they'll be effective this year at the varsity level, and what are they going to be like when senior year rolls around? So the future looks really bright for this Everest team. This ball is hit on a line to center. Center fielder Cade Sievertson took a step in, now goes back. He's made the catch for a line drive out. Sam Stang hit the ball solidly right at the Everest center fielder Cade Sievertson. Two outs. Runner is still at second base. And Anthony Podzinski will bat. So there is a path out of this first inning for Roman McGuire without allowing any runs. And it's lefty against lefty. Checks that runner at second. The lead is modest, and the pitch is just outside for a ball. Tell you this, when McGuire has missed, he's still been around the plates. I mean, he's not wild. I mean, sometimes, too, when you're an inexperienced pitcher, you try and be a little bit too fine. Try and nibble at those corners, and sometimes that doesn't go your way. 1-0, that's off speed, and it's up high, one ball and one strike. And McGuire has yet to be able to spot any of his off-speed pitches for strikes. So maybe that comes, too, as you kind of settle into this game. Behind 2-0 to the cleanup hitter. Two outs, man on second. Coming home, that's a strike. Right on the inside corner, right at the knees. Good spot. Again, you know, you start a left-handed pitcher for the Evergreens, and Eau Claire North has a lot of left-handed bats. Pitcher's got to realize that he holds all the aces. The batters, some of the hardest hitting they have to do is when they're facing lefty pitchers. 2-1 pitch that's fouled off. Two balls and two strikes. Roman McGuire would feel really good about his first inning if he can get this strikeout right here. He's got a man on second there via a walk and a sacrifice, but two down. 2-2 pitch to Podansky coming home. It hit him. Hit him. He turned away from it, and it hit him right in the small of the back. That will put runners on first and second. I mean, what you don't like about that is that was a two-strike pitch. Logan Rasmussen will hit. Now there are runners on first and second. Rasmussen is a right-handed batter, so the pitcher loses that advantage here. Again, still two outs as we play a scoreless top of the first inning just underway Saturday doubleheader for this Easter weekend between the Evergreens and Huskies. Off-speed pitch has popped up. This may stay in play. Jelic, catcher behind home plate. Does he have room there up against the screen? Did he catch that? Waiting for an indication from our home plate umpire, he did not. It's the one spot where the home dugout juts out and it obstructs our view, and it's got to be soggy like a bog behind that part of the home plate screen there. Jelic couldn't get to it. No balls and one strike. That's too bad because that ball stayed in play too. Just kind of hard to get to. There's a lot of room behind home plate and down the first and third base foul lines here at Simon Field. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Took something off. Roman McGuire there had the batter way out in front. No balls and two strikes. All right, so this pitch should not be a strike here. Want to see if you can get Logan Rasmussen on the cheap. Then again, don't want to be wild in this spot either. 0-2. Pitcher has worked ahead with two outs coming here. Well hit ball into left. Long, long run. Right center fielder going back. It's off his glove. Nolan Hoppe couldn't get to it. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. One run, two runs are in, and that's a long hit triple to right. Nolan Hoppe was on a dead run going back, and it did go off the tip of his glove. I mean, it went right off the webbing on a dead run going back. I think I'm scoring that a hit, but we'll wait for a final ruling as the Council of Many Brains will huddle up for the first time this season. Yeah, that's going to be a hit. A long triple for Logan Rasmussen, and the Huskies lead 2-0. Gabe Richardson to hit. It would have been an exceptional play by Nolan Hoppe if he's able to reach out and catch that ball. That would have been baseball theft right there. Instead, scored a hit and two runs come in. And what you feel bad about for Roman McGuire, there's a strike. What you feel bad about for Logan is that both the runs that came in are not there because of hits. It's a walk and a hit batter. They both came around to score on the triple by Logan Rasmussen. Gabe Richardson is waiting for an 0-1 pitch off speed, tipped it back into the catcher's glove. No balls, two strikes. So the Evergreens will play from behind today, game one of this doubleheader. Let's see if Roman McGuire can end this first inning right here. Home plate umpire cleans off the plate. We're ready to go now. No balls and two strikes. With two outs, there is a runner on third, and the Evergreens are looking to limit the damage in this spot. McGuire is taking a long time to get together with catcher Jelic on his pitch. shook him off a couple of times. Curve is, ooh, close, just low. A ball and two strikes. We're sponsored by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all of your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. A ball and two strikes. A lot of baseball to come this afternoon. Pitch here is again down low. Two balls and two and two now. Count evens. Roman McGuire has already used 26 of his pitches here in the first inning. We've said this before. This is, what, the third season that pitchers have been on pitch counts? 2-2 coming here. Speed pitch that's hit on a line to left, but it is foul in the left field corner. We'll do this again. A pitcher should almost think of this as you've got a wallet with $100 bills in it, with one $100, and you're going to spend them one at a time on each of your pitches. So Roman McGuire is spending a lot to get through this first inning. 2-2. Off speed, stays up high, and the count goes 3-2. Sure like to see McGuire get out of the inning right here. Got to two strikes on one of the earlier batters that he hit, and that one came around to score. 3-2 pitch here, fouled off into the screen, just over the Eau Claire North dugout. Again, we see the White House across the street, where many of the foul balls wind up landing. For a while, the White House during the pregame had the... Well, what is this? We're putting the runner on first base? Is that going to be a catcher interference call or something like that? The runner has moved down to first base after that foul ball. That didn't hit him. That's got to be catcher interference. Gabe Richardson moves down to first base on what appeared to be a foul ball. So catcher Brandon Jelic must have had his glove out, must have made contact with the bat there. So instead, the 3-2 fouled off pitcher is a pop-up on the infield. That's going to end the inning. In foul ground, Hunter Gipp makes the catch. Eau Claire North gets two runs with the benefit of just one hit. It was a triple from Logan Rasmussen. Brought around a walked batter and a batter who was hit by the pitch. Evergreens are coming up for their first turn at bat. They trail 2-0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name's Becky Dahlman, and this is my son, Connor. Connor had a pretty severe overbite. Dr. DeVorney's great. The experience that I like is that I'm actually able to go back with Connor for his procedures, and he explains everything every time he comes in. He has a lot of fun talking with Connor and catching up on, you know, whatever's going on with Connor.
Dr. DeVorney and all the staff are, like, super cool. They make me feel super comfortable.
I know that just seeing the difference in his mouth and his teeth, that is just such a comfort that it is getting better and he has more of a confidence level. And the staff are really kind of what make that.
They're the best orthodontics out there.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago and Merrill. Our initial consultations are free of charge. You can call them DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment, 715-842-5688.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The Evergreens are ready to hit as we go to the bottom of the first inning. They trail Eau Claire North 2-0. Roman McGuire, the Evergreen starter, well, he kind of scuffled through that first inning. A walk, sacrifice runner, he hit a batter. Had a man get on because of catcher interference, but allowed only one hit in the inning. A two RBI triple by Logan Rasmussen. Let's see what the Evergreens have today. Owen Latondras will lead off for DC Everest. Owen is 8-for-21 this season. Sophomore bat for the Evergreens. Leads off hitting 381, and what the Evergreens love is he gets on base a lot. Eric Stang ready to begin his late morning and afternoon of work on the mound for Eau Claire North. Pitches down low, ball one. Give you the Huskies' defensive alignment in just a moment. Yeah, let's see if Latondras can work his way on base any way he can, then see what happens for these Evergreens. Pitch here is aimed and down low, two balls, no strikes. Stang, the senior, has a pretty good, lively fastball there, thrown with a lot of velocity, which means the Evergreens will want to make the most of whatever base runners they get. He's behind 2-0, and he aimed that one too, but just gets right at the knees. Strike, two balls and one strike. Jackson Miles awaits on deck for the Evergreens. Game one of two on this Easter weekend doubleheader, the Saturday in between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Wow, that's a strike that sure, looked low. Judged to be two balls and two strikes. Stang's first four pitches have all been fastballs and have all been right in about the same spot. 2-2 here. Off-speed pitch, LaTondra swings and misses way out in front. Pitcher won that battle, and there's the first out of the first inning. For the visiting Eau Claire North Huskies in right field, Cal Fadness. Eli Johnson, who is being DH'd for at the plate, is in center field, and Gabe O'Brien is in right field. The infield is Logan Rasmussen at third, Carter Hesselman's the shortstop. Jacob Killig is the second baseman, and Gabriel Richardson's at first. Jackson Miles is batting now against Sam Stang, and he swings and misses at a pitch that was up around the letters. Joe Feck catches and receives from starting pitcher, senior Sam Stang. That pitch is a little off the plate, one ball and one strike. Got a lot of Everest fans here. They're up the third baseline enjoying the sunshine. The bleacher's about half full, too. More people will be arriving as we get into the afternoon. What a great afternoon for baseball we have coming here. Stang took something off that and fouls it back to the screen. He is ahead of Jackson Miles, one ball and two strikes. North with two in their half of the first inning. The Evergreens seeing if they can knock back. 1-2 is off speed and is up above the shoulders, two balls and two strikes. Again, I get the feeling that Stang is going to be a challenge for the Evergreens at the plate. Some of these Everest bats struggle against the lefties to begin with, and he's got good velocity. 2-2 pitch. Off speed, Jackson Miles wasted what was going to be a nice curveball. Fouls it back to the screen. So Miles stays alive, and we'll see another pitch in this sequence. One out, no one on. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. Big leg kick from the lefty. Swing and a miss up high at a pitch that would have been ball three. Instead, Jackson Miles is down on strikes. Here's Brady Sendelbach, the Everest DH. Sendelbach a year ago, the first month of the season in April, was consistently hitting above 400. Now, hitting 400 in high school baseball, you got to be hot in April and May, and Sendelbach cooled off last May. Pitch here, checked his swing, did not go around. Yeah, he did. Judged to be a strike. Sendelbach is off to another good start this year. 7 for 21, makes him 333. And again, just a known quantity at the plate now for his senior year. 0-1, curve, swing, and a miss. No balls and two strikes now. As Sendelbach's batting average dropped below 400 last year, the competition is different. In May, you see more in-conference games than out-of-conference games. He's getting a steady diet of curveballs and was struggling with that. He swings and misses at the fastball for strike three. Sendelbach sees three pitches and is down on strikes. Sam Stang has struck out the side for his half of the first inning, and the Evergreens are retired in order. One inning complete, Eau Claire North 2, D.C. Everest nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds. Kinds and sizes, commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
second is underway. Second inning of work for Roman McGuire, the Evergreen starter. He'll face 8, 9, and 1 in the Oakland batting order. Baseball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. First pitch to catcher Joe Feck is over. Strike one. I mean, when a new pitcher is on the bench in between innings, I mean, there are different thoughts about whether you try and coach him up and talk to him or you just let him be himself. Off-speed pitch there is bounced off the plate. Comes back and double bingo there and hit the catcher Brandon Jellick and hit our home plate umpire. I think the plate took some of the sting off that. No one's hurt. Everyone's okay. And Roman McGuire is up, no balls and two strikes. Coming back here, off speed, grounded deep in the hole at short. Backhanded by Owen Latondras. This is going to be a long throw. He got him. No, safe. Oh, my goodness. Latondras with a backhand play deep in the hole and a long, long throw across the diamond. I thought he got him. First base umpire, who is 2 feet away, sees it differently. It's an infield hit for Joe Feck. Oh. And the way some of the Everest defenders reacted to that call, the Everest players on the field thought that was out at first base as well. Courtesy runner coming in at first base. Again, I mean, don't trust my call on that. I mean, I've got a long, long look at that. The infield umpire is so much closer and indicated emphatically safe. First baseman Hunter Gipp and pitcher Roman McGuire both reacted, both threw their hands up in the air like they disagreed. Got a courtesy runner out there after an infield hit deep in the hole at short. So the Evergreens a little bit unlucky there. Throw over to first, almost picked that runner off. And again, Roman McGuire, who probably feels a little bit unlucky, now has to gather himself and take care of business. Jacob Kalig is the batter. After a pickoff throw to first, Kalig is still waiting for his first pitch at home. He's looking to bunt the runner over there and bunts foul. You know, from what we saw in that first inning from the Eau Claire North pitcher, Sam Stang, I get the idea that Eau Claire North might want to play small and try and get their pitcher another run or two. Stang doesn't look like the kind of pitcher who gives up a lot of runs. Struck out the side in the first inning, staked to a 2-0 lead here. 0-1 pitch coming home now. Off speed, bunts that, foul, no balls and two strikes. We say this sometimes when we're talking about the Evergreens, but other teams also have trouble executing the sacrifice bunt, which used to be the most automatic of plays in baseball. Two pitches, both bunted foul, and Jacob Kalig is down in the count. No balls, two strikes. He's trying to move that runner over from first to second. He gets to hit away here and called strike three right at the knees. Sit him down. Jacob Kalig becomes the first varsity strikeout for Roman McGuire. Hopefully the first of many. Back to the top of the Eau Claire North order, Gabe O'Brien walked and scored on a first-inning triple. O'Brien was moved over from first to second on a sacrifice two back in the first inning. Long set with the runner at first base, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. And Roman McGuire's job here is keep this a 2-0 game, not fall further behind. Usually has a big leg kick, but has to kind of slide. Runner is going. Pitches call strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. Courtesy runner got a big jump there and was able to steal second. Back at the plate, though, one ball and one strike as Roman McGuire will still try and work on Gabe O'Brien here. A hit to the outfield probably improves the Eau Claire North lead already at 2-0. O'Brien, left-handed batter, waits on his 1-1 pitch. Off speed. Come on, Blue, where was that? Looked like that dropped in, but they're going to judge that a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. And you know what? The sophomore pitcher, the sophomore kind of needs every little break he can get. Had a couple in the first inning that looked kind of close. Didn't go his way either. Two balls, one strike. Coming home here. This is a hit ball up the middle, a base hit. Will they try and bring that runner around from third? The Evergreens may have a play at the plate, and the runner retreats to third base. Center fielder Brady Sendelbach hit the cutoff man, and then the stop sign went up awfully late to hold that courtesy runner. So it is a single for Gabe O'Brien, but no RBI. There'll be runners at first and third with one out. Carter Hesselman was asked to sacrifice his first time up. He bats here with runners on first and third. Double steal possibility could be in order here. There's one out. Eau Claire North now has three hits against none for the Evergreens. We're early still, top of the second. First pitch here to Carter Hesselman, outside corner, strike. The courtesy runner at third base, as we flip through our program, is Jackson Vance. Gabe O'Brien is the runner at first. O'Brien's got a small lead there at first base. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Carter Hesselman was out in front. Again, if you're not going to use the double steal here, Carter Hesselman's job is to get the bat on the ball. The Evergreens are playing the infield back at second and short. Playing back at third, too. So the Evergreens are looking for an inning-ending double play. The Evergreens are willing to give up a run. Here comes the double steal. Hit and run. Fly ball to right. Going back, back, back is Nolan Hoppe. He makes the catch. The runner at third will tag and score. And Eau Claire North gets another run on the board. It's 3-0. So Carter Hesselman made contact, drove the ball out to right field, gets himself a sacrifice, and gets himself an RBI. There are now two outs. Sam Stang, the opposing pitcher, will bat. Two outs now, and a runner at first base. Again, that runner that came around to score was an infield hit on a very close bang-bang play at first base. So it's a run that in the Evergreens' mind, Eau Claire North should not have. First pitch is a strike to Sam Stang. Again, Roman McGuire looks to limit the damage here in the second inning with the Evergreens now trailing 3-0. 0-1, off speed is just outside. It's a ball and a strike. 1-1 here. Long set here for McGuire. He's coming home. Off-speed pitch is driven to left center field. Way, way back. Ty Treader, he's got a beat on it. He makes the catch, and that brings the inning to an end. Couple of hard-hit balls and two hits, but it is the infield single that comes around to score on a sacrifice fly. Eau Claire North has built their lead to 3-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons playoff game number 3 tonight, and it's right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Broadcast time is 6:30. Bucks basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Stone Innovations, Mark Wood Shaving Supply, Lamer's Bus Lines, Bone and Joint Center, Scafidi Motor Service Center, Priceless Building Center, People's State Bank, Orthopedic Centers of Wisconsin, and Drasky Law Firm, The Bar, Mullins Cheese, Wausau Mine Company, and Sunset Ranch Supply. Bucks basketball tonight at 6:30.
We are Bucks Sports!
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Bucks Sports!
Back at Simon Field on the campus of D.C. Everest Senior High School, I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens are coming up to hit in the bottom of the second inning, and they trail Eau Claire North 3-0. Hunter Gipp will step in to hit for Everest against lefty Sam Stang.
28. Hunter Gipp.
I believe the Evergreens have had Hunter Gipp in the cleanoff spot in every game that he's played. Gipp this season, 7-for-22 at the plate. First pitch is in for a strike. Again, I mean, maybe you want to take the first pitch here against Stang, but Stang has been around the plate on everything that he's thrown so far. It's kind of a small sample, though. He's thrown just 15 pitches, very effective. Off-speed pitch, slow roller to second. Moving towards the bag is Jacob Kalik. He's got it. Boy, the slow and kind of damp infield slowed that ball down, and Kalik plays it over to first. Evergreens have made at least first contact against opposing pitcher Sam Stang. It's a ground out. Stang has retired the first four batters he's faced. Lefty on lefty here. Ty Treader steps in. First pitch is down low. Again, Stang doesn't want to get behind Treader here. You would think that the senior hurler for the Huskies holds the cards in this at-bat. Treader's been DH'd for in some of the situations where he's been pitching for the Evergreens. Treader is in left field today. Pitches down low. Two balls and no strikes. Nolan Hoppe awaits on deck. Pitch here is a strike, two balls and one strike. Baseball Today is brought to you by the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Do you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time for the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Ground ball to short. One hop for Carter Hesselman. Throws to first. Got him. Slick play in the field for Carter Hesselman. The D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Go Evergreens.
Nolan Hoppe
to bat. Hoppe has one hit this season. The Evergreens have seen enough of Nolan that they'd like him to play more. So he gets the start in right field today. And I believe that Hoppy's going to start in game two of our doubleheader two. Takes a strike here. You know, one of the tricky things for coaches is that you have so few at-bats in the course of a high school baseball season. I mean, you might have just 40 or 50 official at-bats. Strike at the knees. Hoppy's down, no balls, two strikes. That you have to make really snap decisions about who's hot and who's cold and adjust your lineup and adjust your batting order accordingly. So they've seen enough in batting practice for Hoppe that they want him to get more chances. Takes an 0-2 pitch, got a good cut at that, fouled it back to the screen, no balls and two strikes. So, I mean, Hoppe for the season is 1-for-8. It's .125. But again, if you see him in the batting cage or if you see him indoors and you see him making good contact, that's someone that you want in the lineup. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss there, strike three. The Evergreens go in order in the second, and Sam Stang has four strikeouts. Two innings complete, Eau Claire North 3, D.C. Everest nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at RedCloverWeston.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens trail 3-0, and we go to the top of the third inning. 4, 5, and 6 in the Eau Claire North batting order. Anthony Podzinski will bat against Roman McGuire. Podzinski had two strikes on him when he was hit by a pitch. Pitch there is outside for ball one. We're working to get our scoreboard correct for those who are listening and are actually here at Simon Field. Off speed drops in. It's one ball and one strike. The Simon Field scoreboard is so complicated that only the athletic director is qualified to operate it. Ground ball to the pitcher. McGuire's got it. Throws over to first. Got him. And there's the first down. So for the first time this afternoon, Roman McGuire has retired the leadoff batter. Here's Logan Rasmussen. Rasmussen delivered the big hit in that two-run first inning. A two RBI triple hit out to right center field. Yeah, we are playing the top of the third inning, and it's 3-0. Yeah, I think when we go and get people to volunteer to work the various jobs on game day, I think a lot of people say no to scoreboard operator. I mean, it seems like grilling up the brats is a much easier job or working the concession stand. 1-0 pitch is just outside. Two balls, no strikes. Playing the top of the third inning. Three runs, three hits, no errors for the Huskies, no runs, no hits, and an error for the Evergreens. Pitch coming here is way outside. Baseball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center with comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. Clinics in Walsall, Medford, Maryland, Plover. And online at bonejoint.net. Pitch is a strike. Believer at 2-1. Home plate umpire is checking his indicator and will soon correct our broadcast. 3-1. Pitch there is way outside. That is indeed ball four. Logan Rasmussen has worked out a walk. It is the second walk against one strikeout issued by Roman McGuire. Again, McGuire hasn't been bad at all. For a varsity debut, is about what you would expect. Question really in this game is, can the Evergreens score runs against a very tough senior pitcher when they're on the bat? Here comes Gabriel Richardson, the first baseman. He hits with one out and a man at first base. Waiting here, Roman McGuire takes his time when there's a man on base. Comes set here and is ready to come home. Now he's going to throw over to first. Again, Roman McGuire is a lefty, so he can just kind of sling the ball over on pickoff plays to Hunter Gipp. If you are not familiar with Simon Field, though, a tremendous amount of territory in foul ground, both at first and third, so wild throws to first base cost you a lot of bases. Pitch stays up high. One more game to follow here, and what's just going to be a very, very pleasant afternoon. I mean, our forecast high is in the 60s for later today. I think we could touch 70 degrees before we're done. Pitch here is well hit. Left field way back, but it is going to be foul. Nothing but a long and loud strike. Got one out and a man on first here in the top of the third inning. First of two, Everest and Eau Claire North Huskies. Very glad that Eau Claire North came over. Again, Eau Claire Memorial is usually an opponent for the Evergreens, an intersectional game. McGuire stepped off the rubber, chased the runner back to first base, and did not throw over. The only reason that's not a balk is he didn't fake over there. McGuire stepped off. If you made a motion to first, that runner would be balked over to second. Runner is going here. A drive to left field. That is hooking. It is in the corner. It is foul, and the runner will have to go back to first. Hit and run was on, and again, Gabe Richardson's making good contact, but has put two into the left field corner in foul ground. One out and a runner on first. Then Roman McGuire trying to get through his first inning without allowing a run. They're updating Roman McGuire's pitch count now. We believe that he is throwing number 59 now. So again, Roman McGuire's not going to get through a full game here. Hit and runs on again. This is a well-hit ball to center field. Going back, 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 back is Siebertson. He's got it and makes the catch, and the runner is going to have to retreat to first base. Cade Siebertson has a good beat. He's playing a great center field for the Evergreens. I thought that ball off the bat was going to carry more. Got under that a little bit. And Siebertson had to go back, what, three or four steps, but had a beat and still had time to get underneath it. Two outs with a man on first. Here's Cal Fadness. Fadness popped out in foul ground his first time up. Pitch here is outside. This would feel like a victory for Roman Maguire. If he strands that runner at first base, doesn't allow a run. In fact, I would tell you that Roman Maguire has pitched a little better in each of his three innings. So that's a nice sign. See that inter-game improvement. Behind 1-0 here. Big lead at first base. Curve is a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. It was close. Meanwhile, on the Evergreen side of the ledger, trailing 3-0, Green Team is still looking for its first base runner. Get the feeling that Sam Stang is kind of stingy as an opposing pitcher, so the Evergreens still yet to solve him. This ball is popped up to right field. Time for Nolan Hoppe to get underneath it. He's coming in. He's fighting that a little bit. He had to leave his feet. He's made the catch. Boy, Nolan Hoppe didn't have a good beat on that at all. Ball had a lot of hang time. Hoppe had to run a pretty good distance and then finally had to lay out and make the catch. Not exactly a thing of beauty, but Roman Maguire gets to come off the mound without allowing a run scored. A walk does not come around. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Eau Claire North 3, D.C. Everest nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-626-7171. That's 800-626-7171. 800-626-7171.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
It is the bottom of the third inning. The Evergreens trail Eau Claire North 3-0. Sam Stang has retired all six batters that he's faced, four of them via strikeout. Here comes Brandon Jelic to lead off for the Evergreens. Jelic's been a solid catcher for the Evergreens. Waiting to get him going at the plate. He's 1-for-11 this season. First pitch is down low for a ball. Brady Pazar and Cade Sievertson waiting for their turns for the Evergreens, as Everest looks to scratch out their first base runner of the afternoon. The pitching is not exactly even so far in this game. There's a strike. And the Evergreens throw a sophomore making his varsity debut, Roman Maguire. That's fine. Sam Stang, a senior lefty, looks like he's a pretty accomplished pitcher. One ball, one strike. That's a little inside. Two balls and one strike. Stang kind of looked in at home plate like, where was that? That was close. The North pitcher thought that he had the inside corner. Instead, Brandon Jelic at the bat. He is ahead 2-1 in the count. Chops that one off at the plate. Foul. Two balls and two strikes. Baseball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Pitches up high. I believe we're at three balls, two strikes. Count fills up here. Stang to Jelic. Leg kick, here it comes. Fouled off again. That was going to be a strike at the knees. So Jelic fouls away what was a good pitch and is going to see another one in this at-bat. Brady Pazar is on deck, getting a start at second base today. Another 3-2 pitch, off speed, way up high. And the Evergreens have their first base runner of the late morning, now into the afternoon. Again, if you're just joining us, this game started a half hour late. Eau Claire North, their bus didn't arrive. So what could you do? Making frantic calls around 6:30 in the morning to the bus company. Wound up getting a school bus. They were supposed to take a coach over here. Delton Zuliger is popping out of the Everest dugout. He will be the courtesy runner for Brandon Gillick. Brady Pazar to bat here. The younger Pays is 0-4 this season, limited plate appearances. Pazar's been on base a couple of times via walk. And again, he's not the tallest kid, so it's kind of a small strike zone here that Stang is throwing to. Runner's going, takes the bunt, and the runner is going to be caught between first and second and is tagged out. The Evergreens have the leadoff base runner erased on a base running mistake. Delton Zuliger stopped between first and second. He was expecting Pazer to get the bunt down. Bunted through that and actually pulled the bat away at what was ball one at the plate. And the runner was just caught in between first and second and was gunned out. It's a base running mistake. Stang's pitch to Pazer is well, that was 10 feet over. His catcher goes straight back to the screen. I think it is fair to say the release point was a little bit off there. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch here is up high, and suddenly Stang has a little trouble finding the strike zone. He's down three balls and no strikes after walking the leadoff man. The Evergreens still, in recent years, and it's still a thing this season, make too many outs on the bases. That is outside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Brady Pazer. One out, and a man on first. Here comes Cade Sievertson. It is almost unfair to teams that don't know the Evergreens to have Cade Sievertson batting ninth. You'd figure the number nine hitter is a light hitting guy. Well, Cade Sievertson comes to the plate with a .647 batting average and fouls the first pitch off over the Everest dugout and out of play. Yeah, Cade Sievertson hits ninth for the Evergreens, but on this season is 11 of 17. How about that? One of the arguments that eventually Sievertson will have to be moved up in the batting order is that in high school baseball, sometimes in a well-pitched, low-scoring game, the number nine, I'm talking to bunt for a base hit here, pushes that up the third base line, just foul. Yeah, sometimes in high school baseball, the number nine hitter only gets to bat twice. And Cade Sievertson is too valuable a bat to let him only hit twice in a ballgame, particularly a tight, low-scoring ballgame. Sievertson is ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. I got to tell you, I don't like the bunt there. I get that you're trying to get on any way you can, but Sievertson's a big bat. You're looking for him to drive the ball and bring that runner around at first base. Instead, he's down on the count, no balls, two strikes. Reaches out, slow roller to short. The only play is to first out at first base. There's the second out. Coach Dave Langman, who is coaching at third base, reacted like he didn't like that call. To rights, he was out by half a step. Wasn't all that close there. The Evergreens do move the runner to second base, and here comes Owen Latondras. Evergreens are trailing 3-0, but this is an RBI opportunity for Owen, and the Evergreens kind of need this cashed in. Latondras struck out swinging his first time up. A hit to the outfield could bring in Brady Pazar from second base. The Evergreens trailing 3-0. First really good scoring opportunity. First ball is popped up in foul ground. And spacious first base territory there, but it is out of play on the roof of the Eau Claire North dugout. That would have been a disappointing pop out for that at-bat. So Owen Latondras gets to pick the bat up and gets to hit again. Again, looking for something that you can drive here as we're playing the bottom of the third inning. Everest down 3-0. Evergreens are looking for their first hit. The two base runners that they've had in this inning are on via walks. One of them erased on a sacrifice bunt that was misplayed. Latondras waits on an 0-1 pitch. Pazar's got a big lead there. Off speed, he's way out in front. Swings and misses. No balls and two strikes. So Latondras is kind of set up at this spot. Really have no idea what Stang will throw him here, 0-2. lefty to righty. Big leg kick coming home. Ball is hit on the ground. Slow roller to second. This is going to be a close play at first base. Got him by a step, and the inning comes to an end. That slow rolling ball, the second baseman, Jacob Kalig, didn't really charge there. He was going to have to hustle to get it over to first base. He did. The Evergreens are turned away through three innings. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Eau Claire North 3, D.C. Everest nothing. When we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.